course, because the Soviet Union still existed at the time, people would attack me specifically on that. Why don't you go back to Russia? Why don't you go live in East Germany? And so on, which I eventually turned into a starting point of my discussion. So I would do the inverse, and that is make myself into the stereotype of what people wanted to attack, and then try to undermine that stereotype. But first, by giving the impression of being the incarnation of that enemy. So that was the method I developed for a while at that time. I would say things like, I want the Soviet Union to conquer Britain and their troops to march across England. And then I would break that down, because then the Russian army would collapse and blah, blah, blah. But the idea not being to attack the Russian army, but to say that the idea that Russia was going to attack England was a stupidity, because the Russian army, in a physical sense, in a moral sense, wasn't capable of establishing the rule over Western Europe. That the stereotypical argument of the Western rulers made out. If I didn't say those things, people would have that in their mind. He wants Russia to conquer us.